Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
DFA to Filipinos in Middle East, be alert by Bernadette E. Tamayo. The Department of Foreign Affairs advised Filipinos in the Middle East to be alert and updated amid the volatile security situation in the region. It said that Alert Level 2, which restricts the deployment of Filipino workers in Israel, remains in place. Iran launched an unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel Saturday in apparent retaliation for a deadly April 1 airstrike on its embassy in Damascus, which killed seven of Iran's Revolutionary Guards, two of them generals. There are more than 30,000 Filipinos in Israel, mostly caregivers, while there are over 2,000 in Iran. The Philippine Embassy in Tel Aviv recommended that non-essential travel from the Philippines to Israel be postponed indefinitely, or until such time that the situation has stabilized. If travel to Israel is absolutely necessary, Filipinos are advised to follow all precautions, the Foreign Affairs Department said. DFA Undersecretary for Migration Affairs Eduardo De Vega said Filipinos in Israel are aware of the fact that they live in a country which often faces a volatile situation in its relationship with its neighbors. And that's the same for all Filipino nationals throughout the Middle East. They live there, they work there, they earn well, he said in a television interview on Tuesday. But they know that the political situation is not stable. So, they all know how to take precautions, De Vega said. The Philippine Embassy in Tehran reminded Filipinos in Iran to take precautionary measures due to the developing situation in the Middle East arising from Iran's conflict with Israel. Iran, through its embassy in Manila, said that the series of military strikes against Israel was in response to the Israeli regime's armed attacks against the diplomatic premises of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Damascus. This action was in the exercise of Iran's inherent right to self-defense as outlined in Article 51 of the Charter of the United Nations, and in response to the Israeli recurring military aggressions, particularly its armed attack on 1 April 2024 against Iranian diplomatic premises, in the defiance of Article 2, 4, of the Charter of the United Nations, the embassy said. Regrettably, the United Nations Security Council has failed in its duty to maintain international peace and security, allowing the Israeli regime to transgress red lines and violate the fundamental principles of international law. Such violations have exacerbated tensions in the region and threatened regional and international peace and security, it added. As a responsible member of the United Nations, the Islamic Republic of Iran is committed to the purposes and principles enshrined in the Charter of the United Nations and international law and reiterates its consistent position that it does not seek escalation or conflict in the region. While warning about any further military provocations by the Israeli regime, the Islamic Republic of Iran reaffirms its unwavering determination to defend its people, national security and interests, sovereignty, and territorial integrity against any threat or acts of aggression and to respond to any such threat or aggressions vigorously and in accordance with international law, the embassy said. The Islamic Republic of Iran will not hesitate to exercise its inherent right of self-defense when required. Should the Israeli regime commit any military aggression again, Iran's response will assuredly and decisively be stronger and more resolute.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.